This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Two guilty pleas in separate cases, a world apart. Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane has pleaded guilty to a state manslaughter charge in the killing of George Floyd. The state and Lane's attorneys agreed to a recommended sentence of 3 years. He'd serve that sentence at the same time as any federal sentence. He has not yet been sentenced in the federal case. Thousands of miles away in Ukraine,
a 21-year-old Russian soldier facing the first war crimes trial since Moscow invaded Ukraine has pleaded guilty to killing an unarmed civilian. Sergeant Vadim Shishimarin could get life in prison for shooting a 62-year-old Ukrainian man in the head through an open car window in the southeast of Ukraine on February 28, 4 days into the invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A warning that the COVID pandemic could get worse here in the U.S. in the weeks ahead. The CDC is urging a number of areas to bring back mask requirements indoors and access to testing and treatment. We're still waiting. We still don't know who won Pennsylvania's hotly contested Republican race for an open U.S. Senate seat. President Trump's choice, Dr. Oz, or former hedge fund CEO David McCormick. This is Dr. Oz.
We are making a ferocious charge, but when it's this close, what else would you expect? Everything about this campaign has been tight.
Dr. Oz there. Pennsylvania's Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman won the Democratic nomination just days after suffering a stroke. That was on Friday. A Chicago mother's been arrested after a gun in her second grader's backpack accidentally went off at school, injuring a 7-year-old classmate, say police. She's charged with child endangerment and is expected in court today. This is AP News. A new guy's going into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Well, sort of a new guy.
What a thrill.
Jerry Lee Lewis is already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he has not been shy about complaining why he isn't in its country music equivalent. Well, he can't gripe anymore. He has been inducted along with Keith Whitley into the hall. Lewis told a press conference he wondered if he was ever going to be inducted for his contributions to country, but now that he is in, he says he's grateful. Lewis's career was nearly derailed over his marriage to his 13-year-old cousin. He spent several years being blacklisted before returning to the genre in the 1960s. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Gas is an eye-popping $4.56 a gallon on average today, up 16 cents in a week. Gas is about $4 a gallon or more now in every state, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.